I think most of us would say that we're busy, right? I mean, we definitely live in a fast-paced, busy world that is so different than how it was even 50 years ago. Never mind like 100 years ago, just a couple generations ago. Our world, the pace of our world has increased so much. And for the most part, we've just become used to it, right? And we just adapt. We get used to that constant go between lessons and play dates and chores and work and appointments and all of the things that we're doing. But I think it's really important for us to realize that in our busyness, there are things that we are compromising. And if you find yourself feeling like you're not homeschooling the way that you want to, or that you feel called to, or that you're not developing spiritually, or that your family is not where you want them to be, I want you to consider that busyness might just be getting in your way. And today, we're going to dive into busyness and talk about how it can actually keep you from living out the vision that God gave you, from it can keep you from really stepping into the plans that He really has for your family. And then we'll talk about three steps that you can take to overcome busyness and not get sucked into the rush. All right, let's do it. Welcome to the Revival Homeschool Podcast, where you're going to learn how to partner with Jesus to build a homeschool that enables your family to thrive. God is calling your family to step into His peace, even on those days when you're worried your kids aren't learning anything and you're trying to remember why you chose to homeschool. If you're ready for simple routines, effective parenting strategies, and biblical wisdom that will transform your days from unproductive to intentional, then you're in the right place. It's time to revive your homeschool and step into the good plans that God has for your family. So set those kiddos up with some Legos or whatever's going to keep them busy for the next 20 minutes while we dig into today's show. Welcome back to the Revival Homeschool Podcast. My name is Brandy Coffin. I am your host here at the show. And today we are talking about busyness, something that most of us really have a hard time escaping. And some of us really love, right? Sometimes we love that feeling of being busy and going. I mean, like, think about when you ask your friends, you know, someone you haven't seen in a while, and you're like, how have you been? A lot of times the answer is busy. We've been busy. It's just something that we've become used to in our culture, is just our way of life. But today we're talking about how this busyness can really distract us and get us off track and keep us from doing the things that we actually really feel called to do. Think of all those things that in the back of your mind that you always wanted to do or feel like you should do that you just never get around to doing because we're so busy. And we're also going to talk about three steps that you can use to overcome busyness in your busy mom life and cultivate a more peaceful, joyful homeschool and home. So I think we all have a vision of what we want our homeschool and family to look like. We all have this vision, even if we don't articulate it, even if we don't say it out loud, these ideas in our mind, in our heart, of how we believe our family and our home and our homeschool should look. And a lot of times these are the impressions that God has given to us for our individual families, right? Maybe, I mean, I think that we all have a vision of like a peaceful home and homeschool. And for me, not being overwhelmed or rushed and having those good quality moments of connecting with our families and doing fun things. And sometimes we have these expectations that just aren't completely realistic because, yes, we all want life to be like rainbows and butterflies all the time. And sometimes that's not realistic, and that is just part of life, and we have to really manage our expectations and realize what's realistic and what's not. But sometimes the only reason that we're not living out these visions is because we're just too busy to actually live it out. It's so easy to just get caught up in the motions, right? There's that thing called the tyranny of the urgent, where we just do the thing in front of us that seems most urgent or most important. But when we're not intentional to make room for the things that God is actually calling us to and the things that are actually important to us, not just like the dishes or whatever thing comes up, the things that we truly feel called to are going to constantly get pushed aside. It's been said that one of the biggest enemies when it comes to living out God's will for our lives is busyness. So Dallas Willard, an awesome Christian philosopher who wrote many books on spiritual growth, he called hurry the great enemy of spiritual life in our day and said, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. John Mark Comer is a Christian author, and he wrote in his book, Practicing the Way, that hurry is like an enemy. It won't just stand in your way. It will actively fight against you. It actively fights against us doing the things that God has called us to do. And we feel it, right? I know that you feel it, that constant pull. If you're not intentional, you'll just get pulled into wherever things take you, right? Your Bible study gets replaced with soccer. Your family time gets replaced with screen time. Your rest gets replaced with housework or appointments. And we end up burnt out or overwhelmed or maybe just unsatisfied and not walking in God's joy. When we're too busy at my house, I find that my days really turn into a race against the clock. It's hard. I hate it. It's trying to get math done so we can do that fun science experiment and then not even enjoying the experiment because I'm worried about getting to our play date at 2:00. And because I'm stressed about staying on schedule and getting to all these things and doing these things, then I'm snippy with the kids and we don't even have fun together. And I wonder, like, why are we homeschooling at all? And I can't tell you how many of my days that I have lived like this. I have to be so intentional to break free from that busyness, either in my physical schedule or in my mindset. And maybe you can relate. And then I think that the most tragic thing in this all might be that we have just become so used to busyness and used to having a mediocre connection to Jesus or a mediocre connection to our families that we don't even realize that God wants to move in our families and in our situations, and we're not giving him the room. But the good news is we all get to choose. You get to choose. You can pursue the things of this world, or maybe not even, it seems like we're not even pursuing it. We're just like getting sucked into the things of this world, right? Staying busy, staying distracted on Instagram and Facebook or whatever, staying overwhelmed. Or we can choose to pursue the things that God has put on our hearts. You can choose to pursue and make time for those things that you're longing to do that God has put on your heart. The second option will transform your family, no doubt. When we take the time to consider where God wants us going and to make room for those things, there is no doubt going to be transformation in your family. But it comes with a cost, right? You have to make that space. So you're going to have to say no to many things that seem good, to many things that could be good, in order to make room for the right things. Because obviously we know there is only so much time in our days and in our weeks and in our years. And everything that you say yes to is a no to something else. And I really think that it's time that we all get really intentional about how we want to live our lives, about how God is calling us to live our lives. So, like, how do you escape busyness in an overly busy world? Isn't that the question? How do you take a stand and decide not to get caught up and swept away by the current so you can, like, actually swim to your destination? So I have 3 steps for you to take to consider. Number 1, don't just say yes. Just because something sounds good, just because you feel like, well, yeah, of course I should do that. That's what we always do, or that's what people expect of us, or that's what everybody does. Don't just say yes. Think it through and pray about it. Pray about all things, right? The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. You don't need to make a decision right now. Like, you almost never need to decide something right away. How many times in your life have you actually had to make a split decision? Like, barely ever. So don't rush. Take your time, right? Don't rush. Don't be hurried. Don't be busy. Don't rush. But take the time to pray about it and ask yourself, will this bring your family closer to God and to the vision that God has put in your life? Number two, consider, what do you have to say no to in order to say yes to this thing? So does a new extracurricular activity mean you'll be missing family dinner a few times a week, or that you'll miss the time that you had set aside for rest or cleaning? How would saying yes to this thing affect your daily life? How will it affect your growth as a family? How will it affect your spiritual growth and your connection to God? And then number three, understand your motives. It's very interesting when we start to understand our motives and what compels us to do things. Because a lot of times I think that we say yes for all of the wrong reasons. And this is always going to pull us away from God's will for our lives, right? So here are some common reasons we might say yes. We're afraid of missing out. Right? How many times have I said yes because my friends are getting together to do something and I don't want to miss out? It sounds like fun and I want to be a part of it. But what do I have to say no to in order to say yes to this? Or another reason we say yes, we feel like we should because it's expected of us, or if it's what everyone else does. Feeling just like you should do something, you really need to consider why you feel that way. Are the forces making you feel this way? Is it maybe conviction, right? So if God is convicting you that you should do something, then like, amen, let's do it. But sometimes we feel like we should do something because of guilt or because we want to, what is the word? People's approval. We want people's approval, right? We want people to be satisfied with us, right? So we're trying to satisfy man, not God. Or maybe if we're just like, everyone else does this, so maybe I should be doing it too. Everyone else goes to, I don't know, Bright on Wednesday night, so maybe my family should be doing it too. Maybe, but maybe not. So then we got to go back to step number one. You need to pray about it. Another reason we make decisions to say yes is sometimes out of fear, right? Maybe we're afraid our kids will fall behind, or we're afraid they're not going to get the experiences. Sorry, that's my prayer alarm, 8 o'clock. So let's say a prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you that we are just here and alive, and that we get the chance to walk with you, Lord, that we get to be a part of everything you're doing in this world, Lord, when we partner with you and just follow you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that opportunity. And I pray that you just open our eyes to see you more clearly, to see you who you really are, how you really are, Lord Jesus, and give us the ears to hear, open our eyes and our hearts and our ears to hear your guidance and your wisdom in our lives, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus, because you are worthy to be praised. Amen. All right, so we were talking about fear. Yes, I mean, how many times have I made a decision because I'm afraid that my kids are going to fall behind, or that they're going to miss out on something? Like, how many seasons of soccer have we played? Because I wanted to make sure my kids weren't missing out. And that could be okay. That could be good. Some seasons that is good, but we need to know if it's God's will for us in the season. And not everything is going to be black and white, but I do believe that God is our Father who guides us into good things. And if we ask for wisdom, he says that he is faithful to give it. So, you know, let's turn to him. Thinking about the soccer thing, fear of disappointment. And I think that can go back to, you know, when we're afraid, we're trying to please people. Like, sometimes I make decisions because I'm afraid to disappoint my kids, or I'm afraid to disappoint my husband or my friends. But the main person we should be afraid to disappoint is the Lord. And, oh man, so often our fear of disappointing others gets in the way of what we really should be doing. So step one, don't just say yes, pray about it. Step two, consider what you have to say no to in order to say yes to this thing. And step three, understand your motives so you can make a good decision. Over the last year, the Lord has really called me to step away from busyness, and it has been a struggle. I am like a type A perfectionist kind of person, which is not, I don't recommend that. Lots of things you got to work out in spiritual healing. But it is my personality to want to keep going and keep achieving. And it has been not great for me as I get older and realize like what comes out of those that drive. And I mean, I think God's created us all certain ways for reasons. Like there is good in that as well. But because of that, I have in my life have always been overly busy. And particularly this year, God has really pointed that out to me, and it has been a journey. It is really hard to say no to things, but as I've cleared out more space, for the things that God's calling me to, more space for Him. I mean, more space for prayer, more space in my mind to pray without ceasing, more space for my family to not be rushed, to not rush my kids all the time. It's changed a lot of things in my heart. Definitely spiritual growth is going on as I conquer this busyness. And I know that if God is calling you, which I really believe that He is calling us all, to stop being so busy, stop getting sucked into all of these distractions in our busy world, and take the time to pursue His things, that it will truly bring transformation to your family, to your heart, to everything. God is a God of transformation. Like, He redeems all things. He calls us out of our old sinful patterns and into something new and beautiful. He creates beauty out of ashes. And I truly believe that He has amazing things for your family as you choose to pursue, put more time into the things that He is calling you to. So I just pray that if you have a hard time hearing from the Lord, if you feel like you don't hear from the Lord, that He just gives you a motivation, encouragement to just start small, to just start praying more, to just sit with Him more, to reach out to friends or a pastor that can guide you through that, because it is God's will for you to hear His voice. His sheep hear His voice. So for anyone who's struggling with that, I just pray that the Lord opens up the doors to help you be able to connect and hear from Him better. And I just pray that He gives us all that motivation, that drive that we need to pursue the right things, that we feel like we have the freedom to break free from whatever constraints are holding us back, whatever things we feel like we need to do that are really not serving us or our family. I pray that the Lord just speaks to your heart, that He gives you that wisdom to know this is something that we shouldn't be doing anymore, that He puts conviction on your heart now so that you can live a more full life with Him, that your family can live a more full life with Him. And I pray that you are just blessed, that as we go through this spring season, that your family is just blessed and that you have lots and lots of spiritual growth. I pray all of these things in the name of Jesus, who is our protector, our provider, our healer. In Jesus' name, amen.